In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text, our gospel reading, Luke, the 17th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I have to admit, I have mixed feelings about the lepers. But I also have mixed feelings about you and me, about Thanksgiving Day, and about having a service today at all. Not because I don't want to have church on Thursday, but because it's quite frankly just a bit strange. For what other national holiday do we have a church service? Although perhaps when President Lincoln in 1863 set the fourth Thursday of November as Thanksgiving Day, he knew that even Christians needed to be reminded of their duty to thank God, especially in the midst of the hardship and suffering of the Civil War. But to what God are people in the United States giving thanks today? To the God of this great and wealthy nation? To the God of prosperity, whom much of the world has never met? To the God of commercials, economic progress, and getting back in the black with all the Thanksgiving and day after Thanksgiving sales? Perhaps the God of family and friends, or the God of food and gluttony, or perhaps best of all, the God of crass idolatry and secularism, which simply states, thanks be to me, myself, and I, for all the hard work and my skills and my abilities and the things that I can provide for myself this past year. It's easy to rail against the crass secular idolatry of the United States, especially since by tomorrow afternoon, the internet will be flooded with a plethora of YouTube videos showing frantic adults pushing and shoving and stampeding each other so that they can get the great Black Friday deals at Walmart, Target, or Best Buy. But what about us? As Christians, we know, of course, that we should thank God for all that we have. And we shouldn't give thanks to God only one day out of the year. God doesn't set aside a single day to give us clothing and shoes and house, home, wife, husband, children, and all that we need to support this body and life. He doesn't only choose one day to defend us against danger and guard us and protect us against every evil. So as Christians, we know that we should thank God often. And at the same time, though, the heart of man is vain. And so it's easy to simply smile and speak platitudes about thankfulness and blessings and how much God has given us and what we owe him because of it. Both railing on crass secular idolatry and vain-spoken Christian platitudes have in their own ways become cliches. And as we hear this gospel reading, it's probably not all that helpful either to start trying to read ourselves into this story and figure out which leper we are. Are we the one leper because we're here this morning? Or are we the nine because we often take the gifts of God for granted? You know, as we hear Luke 17, there are probably two intimate thoughts that come to mind. The first is the desire to pat ourselves on our oh-so-thankful backs. The other is to take the single leper who returns as a model and as example for the Christian life and for us. The first is a sin. And the second can easily become works righteousness. Among the people of God, there can be no backpatting. As Jesus says, in this way, you also, when you have done all things commanded of you, will say, we are unworthy slaves. And for the people of God, there must be thankfulness for all the gifts of God. For all of this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. Jesus tells the ten to show themselves to the priests, and the law instructed them to offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving to God for healing. And going to the priest is not so that they will be cleansed. It is rather to prove the cleansing. All ten are cleansed as they are going. But only one truly recognizes where the cleansing came from. He turns back, away from the temple, away from the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And he offers his sacrifice of thanksgiving at the feet of Jesus, who is the true temple, the very dwelling place of God. One man, a Samaritan, the one who in the eyes of the Jews deserved the mercy of God least, returns to the one man who heals him. So, turn your eyes for a moment from the lepers to the face of Jesus. What is the account of the ten lepers but a physical and concrete illustration of the mercy of our God? What always strikes me about this story is that the nine lepers who do not return, they're still cleansed of their leprosy. Jesus mercies them all. And he doesn't take back their healing because they don't come back to him and thank him. The Most High, Jesus says in Luke 6:35, he is kind to the ungrateful and to the evil. I ask you, what is the glut of Thanksgiving turkeys with sides and desserts but an unmerited gift of God? What is the healing of a body and soul but a gracious blessing that has no basis in you whatsoever? Who is the Master Jesus but the God through whom all things were created, now present and walking around in that very same creation? And that single fact, the fact that God became a man, that he lived and died and rose again, ascended to the Father's glory, and will return again in that same glory, that fact is far more than all first article gifts that you are given, the things that you need to support this body and life. Because if our Thanksgiving today is only focused on food and clothing, house and family, and the times when we see and feel the protection of our Father, then our thanksgiving, like our faith, will be founded on shifting, sinking sands of our own experience. Our faith will not actually be in Jesus, but in our apprehension of him. Our thankfulness will not actually be in him, but in the things and the people we have received from him. And then, when we suffer, when we are sick, when we are injured, when we are hospitalized, when we mourn that our holidays don't look like the phoniness of the ads on TV filled with the happiness of families and full tables, and when we can't make ourselves feel what every commercial tells us that we should feel, even then, especially then, we need something more than temporal appearances, emotions, things of this world. We need a God who turns our eyes away from the healing and to the healer himself. From the fickle feelings of our heart that fluctuate moment to moment between thanksgiving and ingratitude, to the nail-pierced hands and feet of our Lord and merciful Master Jesus. If you are proud of yourselves for your thankfulness, for being here when the other 9 or 99 or 999 aren't, repent. You also, like them, have received everything for nothing. And if you have looked into your heart and find your thanksgiving tainted with selfishness and desire and greed, repent. But repentance is not standing far off and crying, unclean. No. Come near to the merciful Lord who cleanses you both body and soul. Jesus, who says to you, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Rejoice that you have been granted faith that receives his cleansing holy word. For it is out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in you or me, that God sends us his own Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem us who are under the law, that we might receive adoption as his sons. It is out of divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in you and me, that Jesus suffers, bleeds, dies, and rises for you. He has redeemed you, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won you from all your sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, by his own precious blood, innocent suffering, and bitter death. He has made you his own forever. And since we can't quite ever fully believe it, either from our sense of entitlement or from a bitter sense of how far we have fallen and how short we are from the glory of God, still the Holy Spirit comes along calling and gathering and enlightening and making holy all the putrid, stinking, unholy lepers he can find, you and me included. He daily and richly gives you all things. He daily and richly forgives you all your sins. And he will, without any doubt, raise you up on the last day and give eternal life to you and to all believers in Christ. All of this, every breath, every heartbeat, every crumb, every drop, every blessing, even his own body and blood, which he gives you to eat and drink from this altar, all of it is from the merciful hand of our God who became flesh for you. It is to you he speaks. It is to you he heals. And it is to him that we return eternal thanksgiving. This is most certainly true. Amen.